Time to visit with John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Well, another exciting day. We'll soon begin on Wall Street. Looks like the Dow futures are down over 100 points. They're disappointed with what's happened with the Bank of Japan. But anyway, yesterday the Dow lost a little bit, down about 9 points, still trying to decipher the employment data from last Friday and what that means in terms of the Fed action. But here's some good news from Standard & Poor's. You may remember that in August of 2011, Standard & Poor's kind of shocked the world by lowering the credit rating of the U.S. government from AAA to AA+. They cited a number of things. One thing, main thing they were concerned about was, of course, the paralysis that was happening in D.C. that ended up resulting in what we now call sequestration. Well, now they didn't raise the credit rating, but they raised the outlook from negative to stable. They pointed out the number of things that they thought were very positive. They gave really high marks to the Federal Reserve and the job they've done, to the economy that's recovering quite nicely, and to the U.S. dollar. They also pointed out in their assessment that they now think there's less than a 1 in 3 chance of a downturn in the near future in the U.S. economy, pointing out the economic resilience and the monetary credibility created by the Fed. But they also said, here's something that maybe that we need to look at, and that is that what's creeping back into the situation is, once again, the dysfunction of our Congress and our government in Washington, D.C., and they pointed out that that's what caused the downgrade in August of 2011 to begin with. And they remind us, and I wish they had not, that the next fiscal debate in Congress is going to happen this summer as Congress begins to debate raising the debt ceiling. They're hoping that all the distractions with everything from the IRS scandal to now the situation with the NSA will not be too much of a distraction, and maybe Congress can actually focus on what's really important and what they were sent up there to do. Right now, they seem to imply that the biggest obstruction or impediment to continued economic recovery is Congress and the dysfunction of our government. McDonald's tells us that they've had a reversal in things. Last year, McDonald's reported a decline in monthly sales for the first time in nearly a decade, but now they've been concentrating on some things, including their dollar menu. They say they're trying to deal with a couple of headwinds. One, more price-conscious shoppers, and the other thing, people who want healthier and fresher choices. So McDonald's has been focusing on that, as well as the dollar menu, showing up in better results. Same-store sales globally up 2.6%, in the U.S. up 2.4%. They say that not only are they concentrating on the dollar menu and the value menu here, but they're also creating dollar menus in countries that don't currently have those. And then here's an interesting tidbit. We all know how the United States Postal Service has been struggling, been talking about eliminating service on Saturday, all kinds of things, have gotten rid of literally thousands of employees, continue to lose billions of dollars, and they blamed it, among other things, on email. Well, now a company that's been making envelopes for a really long time, National Envelope, they make 37 billion envelopes a year, filing bankruptcy again. And they point out that one of the problems is a continued decline as people choose email over snail mail, or whatever you choose to call it. They're hoping that, they say there's a lot of interest in terms of potential bidders. They're hoping to either reorganize or sell themselves to a bidder. They hope it will lead to a, quote, spirited and robust bidding process. But another sign of the times, U.S. Postal Service and National Envelope, we're killing them with email.
Yeah, and, you know, that guy who had the buggy whips years ago, but it seems like lately there have been a lot more people that conceivably, essentially, had buggy whips, you know. It's happening so fast.
Yes, it really is.
John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach.